Okay, it's 7 o'clock. We're going to call this meeting to order. All right, we got minutes to approve for September and October. And did we get a new copy of the minutes for September, Jerry?
You had those. You had those.
Yeah, but we moved to add the public comment section when the public spoke.
I don't think you did. I never got anything.
Then we're going to put that one off yet then.
Jake was going to make, somebody you recorded was going to make up maybe that minutes extra and give that to Jerry so he can put that to the, that was the understanding that I had at the meeting.
You have the recording to him?
Well, whatever you had recorded to add to the minutes, you was going to give that to Jerry so he can add, so we can go ahead and approve them for the next meeting.
Yeah, I didn't get.
That was my understanding, but I mean.
Okay. I'll have a recording updated on the website by probably Monday because I got that capacity increase because that was an issue. But then you can just go to the website and anybody can listen to it that way.
Did anybody have any concerns about the October minutes?
I saw move.
I second.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Pose same. All right. Turn it over to Jerry here. He's got his. What all you have to me, Jerry?
Bills.
The bills? You have a financial statement for us to approve? Mm-hmm.
You got that.
Okay. All right. I have a motion to approve the financial statement.
I shall move.
I have a second.
I'll second it.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Pose same. Motion carries. You guys have a chance to look over the bills. My only question is the gas bill. Did we not get a gas bill yet? Or?
No, we didn't, but it's probably a credit yet. You mean from Columbia?
Yeah.
It's probably still a credit.
Okay.
But I didn't get anything from them yet.
Okay. All right, do I have a motion to pay the bills?
I shall move.
Second.
Any other questions? All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, motion carries. I think you guys all got a copy of this earlier. Email was sent out. So I think we all understand what had happened and what is the ramifications for that. So. Did you get a copy of it, Jake, earlier?
Yeah.
Is that something the board wants to, what would you like to do? I mean, it was it's an ethics violation. Do you turn it in to the board or to the ethics commission? Now, I'd feel differently if they weren't told not to do it and they still did it.
And I don't know that we need to go to the ethics commission. I haven't personally contacted them, but I know that they, unless it's like a huge type of deal, they're not going to really give you the time of day over something small. I don't think that needs to be done. I guess it's kind of a tricky.
Well, as long as people understand that it doesn't happen again. I mean, if it happens again, why?
Yeah, I think it could serve as a pretty good warning then, I guess, and as long as, I mean, you're talking about the public record request for
The meeting, last meeting when the minutes, during the meeting when Jerry read the narrative part of the
right. Yeah, I read that on the civil matrix there, yeah. The opinion. So they're what I gather they're suggesting is that they aren't, they're still allowed to see the any kind of documents, or they're just not allowed to give the narrative out as part of the public record.
They're allowed to see the documents as far as the bill, the price, who worked on it. I have a public records request, and that's how it'll end up being passed out.
Where right.
You can see how many hours were worked on it, but what was actually said during those are, it's confidential. So.
The prosecutor said this information needs to get out to the general public.
Well, the prosecutor's not the one handling this case. So.
And he's our legal advisor.
They said that, according to Ohio Revised Code, that is confidential.
Mm-hmm.
However, or do you have it right there?
No, I don't have that. I don't have theirs. I have the fact that we can redact that because it was held up in the Ohio Supreme Court, and there's multiple case laws, cases on it, and so.
Yeah, from what I gathered from their opinion, they said yes, it was against the rules of the Ohio Revised Code. But now that document has already been released with the, more than just the price or whatever, then it should continue to be any further record requests for that document. You know, in a sense, it's already been released once, which didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but.
Well, that's not quite how Drake's seen that. He thought that it still should be redacted.
Yeah, I'm just saying what they.
Yeah, wow.
But, yeah.
And there's also reasons why we're not using them as our representation, so. But. I'm gonna give that to Jerry. That's just a redacted version of what I'll be giving the person that requested that information, so. In case you get any more requests for it, like it's already done then. All right. Did you guys have a chance to look over the fire contract that was prepared? And I didn't know if you had any concerns on it or not, or.
No, I mean, I like everything that was in it. So that would be our base then for all the contracts we.
The only one that might not sign that contract, yeah, I'm not sure. There might be one that they have a different contract that they sign that we usually, you know, Orville's contract is a little different. They do an hourly
right
bill, and then after the first hour, then they mutual aid whoever's, you know, that they're normally would pick that extra area up, so. If those contracts, if that looks like something that you're okay with passing out, well, I would like to make sure we get Kidder and.
Yep.
And the other ones, all a copy of that, so that way they can at least, you know, see what. Yeah. And that one's the one with the thing with the, you know, if the court case for some reason would be.
Right.
Ruled against us, well, then this would be null and void.
Right.
So. Let's hear something that was worked on the other day. Be to cover the East Wayne's, technically all of Shirt Creek Township, other than the village, the incorporated area. Have portions sectioned off. You can see where they're at there. Some of the lines didn't show up very good. But
the orange.
Huh? Yeah, the blue didn't show up very good. Not quite sure.
Yeah, I see.
It's kind of, it's more along the 30 corridor there that is the where the blue is. Didn't turn out very good. Everything south of that there line to the orange line would end up being Kidder's coverage area at this time to pick up that there. Pick up that. And then to the east you'd have the other coverage area there. It ends up being about 8 miles, 8 square miles.
You're saying from eight yellow?
Yeah.
This way.
Mm-hmm. Over yellow. Yep, and then this is the bottom line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then this here would be the section over here. Going all the way up to here.
Yeah.
Or those few over there. Yeah. I even marked it with a marker again after I printed them. They still didn't turn out very good, so. And if you flip back the next page, then it's got more of a breakdown of what the actual area would be, how many square miles it is. It just kind of has the three different fire companies. And then if anybody wants to make any changes, well, we've got, I put a blank sheet in the back and we can move things around, but. Pass that down, Gary, forgot to send that down.
What's this, this prices here you got in the different?
That would, that there would be a breakdown that would come up to our $70,000 for the total. Kenner would keep their, would stay with the, their original, or the amount they'd been getting in the past, and then you'd add the 14 to it.
You see, we still have some.
So I got an extra zero on that.
This is what Kenner would come up with.
Yeah.
This here would be the.
Yeah.
14, 1400?
14,000.
$14,000, okay, yeah, I see, okay, and then 700 for Orville?
$7,000.
For $7,000, yes, I'm sorry.
I mean, that's assuming that they don't have a lot of runners, I mean, that area doesn't have a super high populated area, but.
They've got around 30.
Well, we're gonna have 57, and then we'll have, you know, the way it's drawn here, Kenner would cover both sides of 30, so that way they wouldn't have to run down to get that. Oh, that's the square mile.
Yeah.
Would have been the 8.1. Or 8.1, yeah.
8.17,
yeah.
That area was North Lawrence and Mesopotamia, north east of the track.
And for Kitterns, it's just an additional, that would be
that's
six.
Their,
should be the additional.
Yeah,
for
this year.
So if you have a problem, if I continue talking to the other one, other fire departments, and try to move forward getting things hammered out.
I think I'm glad to see they put a requirement for auto aid in there. Mm-hmm. Because that's going to help us out a lot, making it required that if you're working for us, you get the Bassett person there, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, I think we should continue. I mean, we have to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'll make some more phone calls and continue.
I'd like to have more information on the agreements before we get too far. Just the word of mouth is not good enough. In fact, because we're playing with people's lives.
Well, that's what these are for. I mean, I'm not sure what you're looking for. What else do you want?
Just exactly what I said.
So if they sign a contract saying they're going to cover this area, that's good enough? Or
if they're willing to do that.
Yeah. We'll have to make sure if they're willing to do that. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to go talk to them for. To make sure that's what they're willing to do. Anything else on that there? Anything else on that? Nope. Okay. I talked to the attorney for our Wynyard lawsuit. Emailed him. Hopefully we'll have some kind of a response soon. So, as far as a settlement.
Attorney Blackney?
Yes, Blackney, yeah. So hopefully that will be coming soon. It seems to be dragging on for a long time, so I'm glad we can get that cleared up. All right, no fire runs yet. I don't know how many did the East Wayne have.
East Wayne had 43 and 28 in the township. 43 total and 28 in the township.
September, Kittering had 17 in September. In October. Do you have anything else?
Did you guys go down to the cemetery?
Been down there. Fence is getting.
I went back down and talked to them, and I think we need to hold off till spring. Mm-hmm. See what a road and bridge levy is going to do, and see what other extra costs is going to be. You will need your digging in the spring anyway. He said he doesn't have a problem with that. If he wants to go ahead, you may just do that small section. Mm-hmm. And so already said there rather than go the whole way.
Yeah. You have anything else?
I did phone interview And I don't know if we were gonna talk about that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rule is, or if we're supposed to say the name, or.
Either way.
I mean, I talked to him too, I mean, I don't know, you got a chance to talk to him too, I'm assuming, okay.
He will not be available or getting in the weather. Because he's hunting. But starting first December, he will be, as you ride along, find out what's going on, ride with the guys, and ready to take over the first year.
I guess that doesn't bother me any as far as, you know, if he's not here this November, he's.
No, but he wants to know that because he.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, he, to me, sounds very qualified, has done the job before, for 4 to 6 years, I think he said, and.
He hadn't plowed any snow, that's a different ballgame.
He what?
He hadn't plowed any snow, but that's a different ballgame.
Right. So. I guess when we decide, we just gotta, I mean, we're all in agreeance, just hammer out a price, or a wage that we agree on.
I think we gotta do that sooner than later, cause if he doesn't accept it, well, then you're stuck with a. No time to plan. And that'll put us in a much worse spot after the first of the year, so. I know he'd like to see 20.
That's what he told me.
He will start at 18. So he told me he'd be willing to start at 18, and I think that'd be more than fair than otherwise.
I don't think.
And we can then give him a month's trial, see what happens, if everything goes well, we can always make a change.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I thought of that too, a little, like a probationary period of some sort, most places have that anyway. Not that, you know, he's not capable, but just to make sure it's gonna work out.
It's like anything.
I say we review.
There's always a learning curve. It's better to have a guy that's done some of it before and.
He hasn't drove.
Pay him a little bit more.
Driven a truck for like 30 years, so. It's not like somebody that drives a Prius every day is gonna.
So we wanna offer him 18 and. And then have him start in December whenever we start getting snow, or.
That's up to discretion of Kevin and Rod, whenever the weather gets bad, having him ride along and I'm gonna say a whole month.
Once he's.
A number of days to get going and go from there.
Once he's comfortable by himself in a truck, up to Kevin's.
Rod has to be done by the end of the year, he will lose all his retirement if he doesn't.
Okay.
Alright, and then I'll call him. And and tell him that, you know. We'd be interested at set or at 18 an hour and. If he would be interested at that, like. I guess we need to make a official motion to do that, so. Guess I'll move that we hire Scott at 18 an hour, starting in December. Scott Feltus, better use his last name, we'll have every Scott in the county hired. And that we would pay him $18 an hour and that he'd start in December and would be on call first.
December 1st.
What was that?
Just December 1st.
Yeah. That we'd hire him then, that he'd be on call for Kevin or Rodney to call him as needed in December. Anything else want to add to that?
No.
All
right. You need to check whether we pay overtime on part time.
I saw that.
Did you check it, you're paying overtime?
Yeah, I haven't gotten back.
Like 1 o'clock today, yeah.
Nothing back yet.
Wow. He's not working full days or over 40 hours, but.
No, we can't be 40 hours.
I thought we had a freeze at 30, but they only got 30 hours, they're part-time.
Because it could be, I've seen these guys work 2.5 weeks straight.
Hope we don't get that much.
You know, with Rod, we do have it in there that if he works on a Sunday or a holiday, it is overtime.
Is that right?
Yeah, read the minutes.
You're right.
No, it hasn't occurred hardly at all, but that's in.
It pretty much just be filed into where, yeah.
Well, do we need to add that right now, or is that something that we can add after the first of the year? Or the first of the year around then?
Probably after the 30-day period.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
So overtime for Sundays and holidays starting January 1st?
Or after the 30 pay, after the 30-day grace period, either way, when they get into.
Yeah, like the 30-day probationary period or whatever.
I'll second the motion.
Any other comments or questions about that? No? All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same. Motion carries. Do you have anything else? You have anything else? After last meeting, I checked and you don't have to use or you don't have to open it up to public comments. And with the election in a few days, I think that would probably be in our best interest to adjourn tonight.
If you're going to do that, then I would encourage the people to look at our road and bridge fund. Our renewal levy is coming up again for a number of years. If it does not pass, I'll back it up. With the reduction of homestead and rollback, the state legislature has taken some monies away from that. We get an extra $56,000 on that. If the levy fails and we put a new one on in the spring, that $56,000 is gone. And technically that's free money, considered free money. And it's still tax dollars, but it's free money that we get back from the rollback. The legislature has changed their tune, and anything new that's going on pertaining to anything like that there, there is no free money coming back at all.
So,
let me just cite something here. When we hired Rodney, I just wanted to let you know this. Yeah, we hired Rodney as part-time help in 2015 at $20 an hour rate and $30 an hour if he worked on holidays.
If you take the $10.
Yeah. But still, that's times a half.
Time and a half, yeah. I'd just be time and a half. And with that, that was it.
Give him a probationary period, he's been here for 40 years.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I didn't think he did. So, he did, well, he retired.
He hasn't retired. He's 20 months off.
Is there something that says that you have to let the public know ahead of time so that everybody?
We haven't opened it up to the public, so there's no time for them to talk right now. Do you wanna open it up or not?
I say we can adjourn. I move to adjourn.
You gotta realize you work.
I'll be here. If you want, I'm gonna stay. If you guys wanna come talk.
You guys need to realize who you work for.
This meeting's not over yet, so we'll be quiet. All those in favor to adjourn, say aye.
Aye.
I second it. All those opposed, saying?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. We're adjourned.
I wanna say something to the group. Can we use the going around?
Sure, go ahead.
This is not fire related. You can talk about that after a bit. If you don't know me, I'm Bob Graver, Vulcan Township trustee. I'm not here for representing Vulcan Township. I'm gonna help you guys. So, what Mel said about the road and bridge levy is very important. I want you to reiterate thinking about that. Everybody knows and is learning to know what Mitch Steiner and Mitch Steiner effect is and what he's done between Sugar Creek and Vulcan Township. He has poisoned and ruined reputations of a lot of great elected officials. I am next. I am up next year. Tim Hertz is up next year. We're getting hammered now about stuff we shouldn't be. They use that against the road and bridge levy to spread falsehoods and stuff, and our road and bridge levy tied, and in a tie, it fails. So we lost our road and bridge levy, and we put it on as a renewal, which you guys are doing too, I think, not a replacement. So they become factored down. So the when you pass a levy, the amount, if it's 200,000, when you renew, it only collects 200. So our millage was a 2 originally, and it factored down to 1.2. So technically, it didn't cost people as much as a new levy. But what Mel said is very important about, and I don't know if Matt and Jake realize this, but in Ohio, it was changed that what happens, like what Mel mentioned, was a homestead exemption for people that come of age to qualify for that, get a reduction in their taxes. But the state of Ohio always went ahead and reimbursed the local entities for that amount. So the local entities did not lose that. But the person that was of age got that credit. They did away with that. If you do not pass this, I think you do have another try. This is your first go, isn't it? But if you do not pass this as a renewal and lose it like we did, put it back on as new, or if you replace it with a full millage, you will lose that part of that levy money. And to retaliate like they did in Lockman and say that we're retaliating because we don't like their involvement in East Wayne because of the poisonousness of Mitch Steiner and his disciples is basically what it boils down to. But we lost that in Vulcan Township. And you smiles can smile, but that is the God's truth, okay? So that they retaliated and we lost that. It was $88,000. We left that get factored down. And if you don't renew this here for your township, trustees come and go. I may not be one. I think Matt runs next year, Mel runs next year. Your roads and bridges don't come and go. I mean, they can deteriorate. But the guys that are going to be here, or the gals, whoever running this, need funds to take care of your road and bridges. Okay? And that is a whole separate fund. There's so many people that get goofed up that, like, if we pass that, they can use that for fire and EMS. Fire and EMS, if you do not have levies, come out of general funds. That's the issue with townships right now. General funds don't get enough from the Kasich administration or the property taxes to support fire and EMS at a staff quality level. That's personally why I was involved in helping start East Wayne from Bachman. I wanted to be a part of the staff station coverage. If they change coverages, we need all stations. There's nothing wrong with volunteers. But if there is at least one staff station somewhere in the area, that gives you a whole lot better service than not. But I just wanted to say about the road and bridge report, you guys do whatever you want to do. Please don't retaliate against the township about that. The township needs those funds. That is clear separate into fire and EMS. And if fire and EMS does not get a levy pass, Sugar Creek and Bachman are paying for fire and EMS out of general fund. Our general fund up there, we have a lower tax base than you guys do. we only get in about $127,000 in our fund. And the company, we pay our fiscal officer out there, our road people, it doesn't reach for Ride Fire and EMS. That is why we have been trying to pass a levy. Our township has been so poisoned by the anti-group, and I can't believe the leader of that group isn't here. I mean, what a yellow coward. I mean, he's been here every meeting for 3 years. He's not here tonight. It's unbelievable. I just can't believe it. I mean, that is unreal. But anyways, your road and bridge, seriously, don't retaliate and vote that down because of retaliation. If you want to vote it down, that's fine. But those funds are totally different. And it is much, much more important because of the loss of the homestead. That if you do not pass that in the time that you allow to pass it and put it on new, it's going to do two things. Lose the homestead, and it's going to be a full collection. Our full collection, if we put a 2 mils on, is going to be 140,000, or our 1-2 that they voted down. The fact